The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word has no room among you. I tell you, what I have seen in the Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me. A man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I'm here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends of Christ, you know, at times when something happens or when we are being persecuted or when we are being ridiculed, there is the tendency that we will be angry and we abandon what we are doing. When people are passing through a lot of sufferings, there is a tendency to abandon the faith, to abandon Jesus. But at times, we do not know that there is a reason why everything happens in life. We can only know that when we remain faithful to God. We can only know that when we persevere. Because there are so many ways that God can communicate to us. Now, in the first reading of today, we heard the story of Nebuchadnezzar and the three young men who refused to prostrate before the idol that was produced by Nebuchadnezzar. And because they refused to worship that idol, they were thrown into the fire. While they were in the fire, the angel of God was with them. They did not burn. They remained faithful to God till the last. They persevered. And they said, no matter what happens, I will not offend God by disobeying God. And they were thrown into the fire. But God was with them. And this whole incident brought about the conversion of Nebuchadnezzar. Nothing could have converted him. That is why, my dear friends in Christ, as Christians, we will be tested in so many ways. But the problem is, when we are being tested, we abandon our faith. We curse God. And we are angry. We stop going to church. We stop praying. We have to learn how to persevere. We have to learn how to be calm in the midst of chaos. It was the perseverance of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego that brought about the conversion of Nebuchadnezzar. And because they were faithful to God, even when they were thrown into the fire, when they were suffering, God was with them. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us think about this as we are stepping into the Holy Week. Because it is a time for us to have a deeper reflection regarding our faith, regarding our relationship with God. God is always faithful to those that believe in Him, and He will never disappoint. It could take a long time for things to be better, but remain resolute, persevere, and continue to believe in God. Do not be distracted by the pains of the situation. Always remain focused.